Vivian, you can find her here. Her mind was definitely twisted. That's not a very polite thing to say. Hello. How are you guys? That's right. Sometimes I forget the words when I'm singing at a concert. How are you? It's Friday right now. Happy Friday. Last weekend, I got to go to a live show. It was a concert. Yachtly Crew in Ventura at the Ventura County Fairground. It was amazing. It was a car concert. That's right. We sat in our car just like a big drive-in movie theater. The sound was great. The stage was all set up. I went live a couple of times in Instagram to show people and to thank my friend Kurt. He is the host of the Inspirato Projecto show out here on the podcasting world, but he's also a member of Yachtly Crew. He's so funny. I just love him. I've interviewed him a couple of times on the YouTube channel, Strong Body, Strong Soul, over there and on Facebook and such. And yeah, there are some amazing people out here. Amazing people in the podcast world. Over the last couple of years, I've met some fantastic people. I've gone to some great shows. Let me go ahead and share a little bit from another concert that I went to and shared on the podcast here in the past. So little live music right now. We might as well enjoy it. Time is irrelevant, like I'm always saying. I'll be right back after this. And she don't try to hide it. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy. Empty as a pocket, he's empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing to na 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 na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds na 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 na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Did I ever mention to you guys that I was in the concert business for many years? Yes, I was. I worked for a company called Niederlander, and they're really from New York Broadway theater, live on stage kind of theater, but they also are concert promoters. So my office was on the second floor in the offices of the Pantages Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, and we promoted shows at the Greek Theater, at the Pacific Amphitheater in Orange County, at the Forum, at the Staples Center, all over the place. The Hollywood Bowl sometimes. That clip that you just heard right there? Yeah, that was Paul Simon. Paul Simon at the Hollywood Bowl in the last couple of years. And yeah, I didn't know all the words, but that's okay. Perfection isn't the goal here, right? Happiness, having fun. Being yourself, that's what it's all about. And sometimes perfection isn't part of the plan. But I want to share with you. Sometimes when I am at concerts, I'm so moved by the music. And I love sharing the lyrics. Lyrics of songs are so meaningful sometimes, right? So I hope you enjoy this next little clip. Thank you, Paul Simon. I'd like to take this opportunity to read the lyrics to one of Paul Simon's great songs, Questions for the Angels. I'm also taking this opportunity to put a link in the title of this particular section of the episode to a YouTube video. I took this video at the Paul Simon concert at the Hollywood Bowl just a little while ago. He is playing this particular song in its entirety. And it's really fun to hear the crowd's response to the song. Questions for the Angels. A pilgrim on a pilgrimage walked across the Brooklyn Bridge. His sneakers torn, in the hour when the homeless move their cardboard blankets and the new day is born. Folded in his backpack pocket, the questions that he copied from his heart. Who am I in this lonely world? And where will I make my bed tonight when twilight turns to dark? Questions for the angels. Who believes in angels? Fools do. Fools and pilgrims all over the world. If you shop for love in a bargain store, and you don't get what you bargained for, can you get your money back? If an empty train in a railway station calls you to its destination, can you choose another track? Will I wake up from these violent dreams with my hair as white as the morning moon? Questions for the angels. Who believes in angels? I do. Fools and pilgrims all over the world. Downtown Brooklyn, the pilgrim is passing a billboard and catches his eyes. It's Jay-Z. He's got a kid on each knee. He is wearing clothes that he wants us to try. If every human on the planet and all the buildings on it should disappear, would a zebra grazing in the African savanna care enough to share one zebra tear? Questions for the angels. I forgot to say at the very beginning of this episode, it is time for my midweek ramble. This is not a real episode. This is me sharing a ramble. Just like the title suggests, it's kind of all over the place. Now, I don't mean to scare you. If you've been hanging out at the show here, you know that I'm a meditation teacher. You can find me, Maria Humphreys, on the Insight Timer app. And once in a while, I will release a meditation here on this podcast, Strong Body, Strong Soul, because you are both of those things. I'm just here to remind you. If you have been tuning in, you know that on Sundays, I release new episodes. Last week, I released a meditation that I recorded while I was on the Clubhouse app. That's neither here nor there. Go check it out if you feel like it. But one of the things I was talking about recently with a friend of mine is listeners have told me in the past that they like listening to the show here because they never know what I'm going to talk about. So I'm going to do a little flashback and go a little bit to Halloween. I'm talking about the devil a little bit. Now, just like I just mentioned a moment ago, I was in the concert business for many years, so I have a very eclectic musical palette. Right now, you're going to hear. Well, before I get there, I want to tell you about Spotify. I have some exclusive episodes available only on the Spotify app. So if you want to go ahead and listen to those, you can find Strong Body, Strong Soul over there. Watch for the word exclusive on those. Sometimes I'm talking about crazy stuff that happened, like these guys passing my grandma a joint at the Gypsy Kings concert. Ridiculous things like that. Because you know what? You guys, you don't understand. If I have a backstage pass, if I'm allowed into the VIP area, in fact, if I'm in charge of the VIP area, you know that my friends and family get to come along with me. And that's what I did. I used to take my family quite often to crazy shows. I didn't take my grandma to Metallica, but oh, that's what I'm going to talk about right here. Are you ready for some Metallica? Get ready. Hold on to your panties. We're going to hear from Kurt at the end of this episode, by the way, speaking of panties. I'd like to share some information about the link between Metallica, the band, and H.P. Lovecraft. There is a whole series called The Lovecraftian Songs by Metallica. That's right. The late Cliff Burton was the bassist of Metallica. He was widely known as an enthusiast of Lovecraft's Tulu Mythos Tales. Tulu is spelled C-T-H-U-L-H-U. The influence of the writer on the artist and the entire band itself is most evident in the works from Master of Puppets. That is an album that has a song on it called The Thing That Should Not Be. The Thing That Should Not Be, the lyrics themselves are entirely made up of Lovecraft-inspired words. Every single verse references one of his tales. And the text in general is structured much like the words uttered by men who have descended into insanity after acknowledging the existence of cosmic horrors. Shall I read you the lyrics? Here are the lyrics for The Thing That Should Not Be. Messenger of fear in sight. Dark deception kills the light. Hybrid children watch the sea. Pray for father roaming free. Fearless wretch, insanity. He watches, lurking beneath the sea. Great old one, forbidden sight. He searches. Hunter of the shadows is rising. Immortal. In madness you dwell. Crawling chaos underground. Cult has summoned a twisted sound. Out from ruins once possessed. Fallen city, living death. Fearless wretch, insanity. He watches lurking beneath the sea. Timeless sleep has been upset. He wakes. Hunter of the shadows is rising. Immortal, in madness you dwell. Not dead, which eternal lie. Stranger, eons death may die. Drain you of your sanity. Face the thing that should not be. Fearless wretch, insanity. He watches lurking beneath the sea. Great old one, forbidden sight. He searches. Hunter of the shadows is rising. Immortal, in madness you dwell. That was The Thing That Should Not Be by Metallica. Mercedes-Benz. Got a lot of pretty, pretty boys. She calls friends and danced in the courtyard. Sweet summer sweat. Some dance to remember. Some dance to forget. Some down in masters. Leave my wine. Oops, there we went, back to the Yachtly Crew concert from just last week. Okay, as I said, this is a ramble episode, but if you're having fun listening, if you enjoy any of my shows out here, please do take a moment to go to the Apple Podcast platform and leave a review. Also, don't forget. Or maybe you didn't realize, you can find the Strong Body, Strong Soul show on Facebook and on Instagram. If you'd like to send me any messages or anything like that, you are welcome to if you are a podcaster and you want to mingle with me and other fantastic podcasters, please do feel free to join the Facebook group called Podcast Promotion Community. If you're a podcast creator, you're welcome there. If you're a podcast listener, you're welcome there. If you'd like to be interviewed on any shows, or if you have services that you provide to podcasters, you are welcome there as well. It's a really fun place. And that song right there, Hotel California, they were talking about wine. What goes better with some wine than some... Oh, wait a minute. Before I introduce the next song, I just want to give you a heads up. I won't be back on this episode after these next two songs. Kurt's going to sing to you. Kurt from Inspirato Projecto, remember? He's going to share a song with you at the very end here. But I also wanted to give you a heads up that on Sunday, I'm going to be releasing an interview with a martial arts expert. We're going to talk about breathing techniques, mindfulness, bullying, parenting, letting go of your ego. We're going to get into spiritual energy kind of talk along with martial arts and how he is operating his business post-pandemic, stuff like that. It's going to be awesome. But what goes better with wine from this mama's perspective? I told you, you never know what I'm going to say. How about, with that wine, some Girl Scout cookies?
I see those little green boxes right in front of the store. My plan is calling all together.
Woman once said to her children and her podcast audience some words that now stick to our brains. Hold on to your panties, oh yeah. Hold on to your panties, okay. Hold on to your panties, 'cause things are about to get wild. Than whole, and you will feel it in strong body, strong soul. That's her podcast now. You'll love it, I swear you will. But you gotta hold on to your panties, alright, with Maria Humphreys, okay. Hold on to your panties, 'cause man, it's real.
Wait just a minute. What am I talking about? It's Mother's Day on Sunday. I am not going to spend my time releasing a new episode on Mother's Day. Sorry, guys. But I'll be back next week instead. So watch out for a ramble episode during the week. And then Sunday after Mother's Day, there'll be a new episode. Thanks for being here. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you.